Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, August 12, 2020 is Neusser Inni. Neusser Inni, also Neusser Inni or Neusser Inni, in Greek known as Rathers, Rho Alpha Theta Omicron Rho Eta Sigma, was an ancient Egyptian pharaoh, the sixth ruler of the fifth dynasty during the Old Kingdom period. He is credited with a reign of 24 to 35 years depending on the scholar, and likely lived in the second half of the 25th century BCE. Neusser was the younger son of Neferkarkakai and Queen Kenkis II, and the brother of the short-lived King Neferfer. He may have succeeded his brother directly, as indicated by much later historical sources. Alternatively, Shepseskar may have reigned between the two as advocated by Miroslav Werner, albeit only for a few weeks or months at the most. The relation of Shepseskar with Neferfer and Neusser remains highly uncertain. Neusser was in turn succeeded by Menkau or Kayu, who could have been his nephew and a son of Neferfer. Neusser was the most prolific builder of his dynasty, having built three pyramids for himself and his queens and a further three for his father, mother and brother, all in the necropolis of Abusir. He built the largest surviving temple to the sun god Ra constructed during the Old Kingdom, named Shesepabur or Joy of the Heart of Ra. He also completed the Nekonur, the sun temple of Userkaf in Abu Ghurab, and the valley temple of Memkore in Giza. In doing so, he was the first king since Shepsesk, last ruler of the 4th dynasty, to pay attention to the Giza necropolis, a move which may have been an attempt to legitimize his rule following the troubled times surrounding the unexpected death of his brother Neferfer. There is little evidence for military action during Neusser's reign. The Egyptian state continued to maintain trade relations with Byblis on the Levantine coast and to send mining and quarrying expeditions to Sinai and Lower Nubia. Neusser's reign saw the growth of the administration, and the effective birth of the nomarchs, provincial governors who, for the first time, were sent to live in the provinces they administered rather than at the pharaoh's court. As with other Old Kingdom pharaohs, Neusser benefited from a funerary cult established at his death. In Neusser's case, this official state-sponsored cult existed for centuries, surviving the chaotic First Intermediate Period and lasting until the 12th Dynasty of the Middle Kingdom. In parallel, a spontaneous popular cult appeared, with people venerating Neusser under his birth name Inni. In this cult, Neusser played a role similar to that of a saint, being invoked as an intercessor between the believer and the gods. It left little archaeological evidence and seems to have continued until the New Kingdom, nearly 1,000 years after his death. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 046 UTC on Wednesday, August 12, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Neusser Inni. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.